come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow. That's in your
seat. I'm ready for my close-up.
I am so grateful you are back here with me this week. Okay, in case you did not hear my solo episode last week, I want to get you up to speed on some crazy events in my life. So I had mentioned that, like many kids, right, my son was on virtual school for basically a year and did not do well. And I'll tell you, I am a visual person. I'm an in-person person. I'm an extrovert. I'm the same way, right? I definitely struggle with virtual and do so much better when I'm face-to-face with people. I don't know if you feel that same way, but I'll tell you, it's a huge difference. So after a really hard year of school, my son needed some credits so that he set up for success for next year. And so he had to go away to academic camp. Picture this, a 14-year-old boy going to academic camp when all he wants to do is play basketball. Doesn't sound ideal. Well, the only one that his school suggested and approves of is in New Hampshire. P.S. I haven't been to New Hampshire since I was 16 years old. So it's just so crazy. Anyhow, so my son goes to camp, and his father was the one that took him to camp because just decided it was better than having me take my son to camp because that would be, you know, a nervous breakdown and crying central, which is fair. So he got dropped off at camp, and I got the opportunity to speak to him once a day. He doesn't have a phone there. It's so crazy, so bizarre. And he's in class all day. And so every morning I can speak to him for 20 minutes. And, you know, he didn't love it. He's living in a tent outside in literally the worst weather ever in New England. It's been the rainiest summer. And so He didn't love it, but he was surviving, right? I wouldn't say he's thriving, but he was surviving, and his grades were really good. And it, again, just reiterated to me that some people do really well in person. Some people can do well in virtual, but it's really important that we identify and acknowledge our own needs and weaknesses as well as our teams and the people around us. So my son is an in-person learner. And so his grades are great. He didn't really love it. He hates living in a tent. He had never been camping in his life. And suddenly he was thrust into it for a month. Okay, so here's where it got crazy. Last week, I got a phone call at 8 o'clock at night that my son was in the emergency room. And they gave me the emergency room phone number. I couldn't get a hold of my son. They didn't have the cell phone number of the person who had taken him. To say I went on a downward spiral is an understatement. I went to what worst, you know, case scenario is going on. Anyways, to make a long story shorter, I spoke to the emergency room physician. He was okay, broken arm. Obviously not ideal. He doesn't have a parent or anyone to care for him. He's alone out there living in a tent and now with a broken arm. And it's literally raining every single day out there. So I finally get someone to get him on a phone call with me that night for 2 minutes to tell me he was okay. I was heartbroken. I was just a train wreck, crying my eyes out. I don't think I slept that night at all. Anyhow, so I decided to fly out to see him and check in on him. Well, it was interesting because the next morning that I spoke to him after he had been at the hospital, he was very calm on the phone and sounded pretty good. He said, you know, I don't have my arm cast yet because it was too swollen, but I'm doing okay, Mom. I want you to stay calm. Everything's going to be okay. I'm going to find a way to make it work. That was his attitude the first day after. The next day changed drastically. He was in a terrible mood. His arm was killing him. The pain was much worse, and he wanted to come home. And so it was just interesting to see how things could change so drastically in 24 hours. So I tried to talk him off the ledge and reminded him that he was getting his arm cast. And when that happened, he would feel much better. The pain would subside. He'd be able to move around much easier. So he hung in there. And the next day he got his arm cast and felt much better. The pain had subsided and he was sounding much better. But still, I was so nervous he was going to want to come home and not finish the academic program to get the credits he needs. Somehow, some way, he hung in there, and I got on a flight, landed. I went to a hotel because I had to give a virtual keynote for Los Angeles. I did that, and then I got a rental car, and I drove from Boston to New Hampshire, Wolfboro, New Hampshire, by the way, which I don't even know where that is, right? So I had no idea where I'm going. It was just, there's no lights out there. It's literally like camping ground. So I get out there and I was, oh my gosh, it was like the happiest moment of my life to see my son, knowing that he had been alone living in this awful wet tent with a broken arm and just not having anyone to hug him. So I was so overjoyed. I was also shocked at how rustic this place was. It definitely, you know, sometimes you wonder if people are exaggerating or your kid's being a baby. My son was not being a baby. So it was everything that nothing went as expected, right? The place was much more rustic, much more campground-like than I ever thought it was going to be. And my son had alluded to that, but he hadn't made a big deal about it, just said he didn't like it. And then I get there, he's got a broken arm, and he was so grateful I was there. He was so, his demeanor was amazing. And in a weird, twisted way, going through this really awful time of going to the emergency room by himself and not having support and not knowing, you know, what was happening and feeling scared, he seemed stronger. It was so weird. This is completely unexpected. I never expected this to happen. Kind of takes me back to that idea that you can do hard things. And sometimes you don't know until you're thrust in them. And this was really that moment with my son. He looked older. He looked stronger. I'd only not seen him for 2 weeks. And this broken arm had just, and this experience of being at this, you know, bizarre camp in New Hampshire, it just, it amazed me how it went nothing like I thought it was going to, but ended up so much better. So I want you to remember that no matter what adversity you're facing right now, challenge or challenge a loved one's facing, in 24 hours, things can change massively. For me, in 24 hours, my son, broken arm, then was saying he was doing okay, then was saying he wanted to come home, and then was saying, you know what, I've got this, and I'd never realized how strong I really am. I can make this happen. So cut to, we had an amazing weekend together. I mean, literally, oh, I was crying my eyes out. I was so proud of him. I was blown away. And so this was interesting. We had a few challenges with the hotel situation, which was crazy because everything in the world is sold out in this vacation area, and it was really hard to find a hotel. However, we did. We made it work, and we had a long ride back to his camp because the only hotel I could find was 45 minutes away. So we're driving back to the camp, and I'm going to say goodbye to him and not see him for 2 weeks. Mind you, he's at an academic camp, living in a tent. It's raining every day, and he has a broken arm. He broke his left arm, which I'm left-handed, he's left-handed, so he really can't write, right? It's hard. It's not easy. The struggle is real. And gosh, my heart was breaking for him. I just wanted to take care of him. Even just at dinner, I had to cut his steak for him, right? He can't do the normal things that we can all do. And we take that for granted, our health. And oh gosh, we need to be grateful for our health. So we're in the car, or we're driving back to camp, and I'm starting to tear up already, right? In advance, true mom moment. And I'm getting a little sad because I don't want to give him back. I want to keep him. And I'm just so proud of him. And I'm blown away at the transformation I've seen in my child in a 2 week period of time. It's so bizarre. I can't even give words to this. It's bizarre. Okay, but I'm super proud of him. We're in the car, and he says, "Mom, I don't want you to get upset. I want you to know everything's going to be okay. I'm going to be fine. You'll be back in 2 weeks, you know, and I'll be back home and I can't wait." And he was really being very calm, handling it well in the car. And so I thought, okay, this is, maybe it's not going to be a train wreck. Like in my mind, I imagine it's going to be saying goodbye. We get out of the car. And when I tell you, he sped up so fast, and we walk over to the main building so I can sign him back in. He looked at me, gave me a little hug, and said, "Okay, Mom, I gotta run. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a safe trip back home, and I'll see you soon." And he just turned and walked away. And it was so powerful and bold because I was ready to have a nervous breakdown, and he knew it. I was ready to start bawling my eyes out crying, which is terrible. I'm supposed to be the strong one there. I'm 46 years old. He's 14. But in fact, it was my 14-year-old that showed up as the leader in that moment. And I never expected him to do that. And it was just mind-blowing. I never saw this coming. I really didn't. And that's not to say that I don't value what an amazing kid I have. I know that. It's just this went above and beyond what I ever could have thought would have been possible. I mean, literally just a few days before, he was saying he wanted to come home. His arm hurt so bad and he couldn't make it work. And here he was realizing that I was going to start crying and he didn't want me to lose it. And so he managed the situation.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling. And Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I want you to know that finding ways to be more efficient, cut costs, and get rid of errors and mistakes can completely transform your business, boost your performance, at the same time. This is why you need NetSuite now. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Monahan. netsuite.com/Monahan. netsuite.com/Monahan.
Okay, so I jump in the rental car and I teared up a little, but not, you know, I didn't start bawling crying because that opportunity, you know, he took that opportunity away, which I'm grateful for because I had a long ride back to Logan Airport. And I start the car up and I look at my phone and he texts me, "Mom, I had to run off quick like that because I knew you were going to lose it and I didn't want you to cry the entire ride back to the airport. Don't worry, I'm going to be okay. I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks." And he said, "I love you." And that was it. And it was just, it was so beautiful. And I was so grateful. And I never saw that coming. I never thought it was going to turn out like this. And I'm so proud. Cut to now, today. It's so crazy. I just get an email from school. Dylan was just named, oh my gosh, I could cry saying this. Dylan was just named Writer of the Week. He won the English Award for the whole camp and to recognize his amazing writing. And what's so crazy to that is, remember, his left arm's broken. I don't even know how he's writing. I don't know how he's doing it. But he won an award at an academic camp after having a whole year, a virtual year, where he struggled so much. English was never his strong suit. Math has always been his strong suit. So to hear that he showed up, he hung in there with a broken arm, with all these difficulties and challenges, he put the work in somehow, and he won the award for the camp. And I just, oh my gosh. Well, then I started bawling my eyes out, of course, when I just got that email, because I am so proud. But I never saw any of this coming, and you can do hard things. And my son sure can. And he just raised the bar on himself to a whole nother level. And this morning when I spoke to him, I said, "Please take as many pictures as you can of the camp." And he said, "I don't want to. Why would I want to remember this place, Mom?" And I said, "Because one day when you're home, you're going to have forgotten what it was that you got yourself through. And I want you to be able to look at an album on your phone and say, if I got through this, if I got through living there in a tent for a month with bugs everywhere, raining everywhere, falling down in mud with a broken arm, and not only did I make it work, but I won the award for English, I can make anything work." And so he promised me he would take some pictures, although he said not a lot because he really doesn't want to have to remember this place. But hopefully he takes at least a few so that we can reflect on it and allow this to be an opportunity to gain strength from and to grow stronger moving forward. Hold tight. I'll be right back. A different guest each week. Okay, so this week I posted on LinkedIn, I posted a couple of pictures of me and Gary Vee together. And the reason why I did was I was telling the story of how I came to interview Zach Nadler, who, if you didn't hear that interview, go back and listen to it last week. He's a pro. He's a partner with Gary Vaynerchuk in Vayner Speakers. He's the CEO, and he knows everything and anything there is to know about the speaking business. He breaks down what one thing every speaker should be doing. I mean, he gives us such great advice, as well as he gives us a lot of behind the scenes with Gary Vee, which is super interesting and funny. Okay, so I posted these pictures to tell the story about how I know Zach Nadler and drive people to the podcast, right? On LinkedIn, and I received so many DMs from this post. It was crazy. And so this is a question I'm going to answer for you. And it's not answering the question that they asked. So here's the thing. I received all these DMs from people saying this to me. "Hey, Heather, saw that you know Gary and worked with Gary. Can you go ahead and introduce him to me? Here's what I want to talk to him about. I want to talk to him about my idea, my great idea, and blah, 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 blah." Okay. Pump the brakes. Number one, I'm going to tell you how I initially got to Gary Vee and how long it took. So I used to DM Gary Vee going back to the first DM I saw in my phone that I DM'd. It was 2015, right? That's 6 years ago. And sometimes he would respond back or someone on his team would, but sometimes it was just crickets, right? So this went on for years that I would send messages trying to add value and bring opportunity and connect in some way. Crickets, nothing. Then I decided to take out a Google alert on him. And I do that for anyone and everyone that's important in my life or that I'm targeting that I want to get to. Because if you know what's going on in their life, you may be able to open a door or create an opportunity, which is what I did.
CBDistillery.com is giving you an exclusive offer, and it's huge. Right now, you can get up to 30% off everything. If you've struggled with sleep, stress, or pain after physical activity, CBDistillery.com has a targeted plant-powered solution just for you. I love hearing how many of you have seen improvement in your daily life thanks to CBD. So if better sleep, more calm, and relief from discomfort after physical activity sounds good to you, you should explore CBD. Don't miss this massive sale and get up to 30% off your order. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter VIP. That's CBDistillery.com and enter VIP at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So one day, the Google alert showed up that Gary was launching a wine company with a partner. And I saw the man's name, and I Googled the man, and I thought, maybe this man is easier to get to than Gary Vaynerchuk. So I went to LinkedIn, I sent the man a DM, and I said, hey, I was in the wine business and in sales and in marketing for 25-plus years in corporate America. I definitely can help you avoid some landmines in the wine business. Give me a quick call and let's chat so I can set you up for success. How can I add value to him, right? That's how we approach people if we want a good end result. And he called me and we were on a phone call for maybe an hour. We hit it off. Turns out he's from New England and he's a great guy, right? So we totally hit it off. I gave him an hour of my time and gave him all the advice I had around the wine business. At the end of the call, he says, Heather, if there's ever anything I can do for you, let me know. And I said, well, actually, there is. Right now, he opened the door for opportunity. And he said, what is it? Tell me anything. And I said, I would love it if you could connect me with Gary, be your partner. I'd love to have him be my first guest on my podcast. And so this was 2 years ago. He connected me to Gary. Gary was great and let me come into his office and interview him for my podcast. So that's how that whole situation came to be. But never did I just send someone a DM saying, hey, connect me to Gary, right? Life doesn't work that way. What you need to do is focus on how can you add value to the other party? And you can be creative. You could offer a favor. You could offer advice. You could offer anything. Just help, right? I've had so many people, and this is actually, no, this is a great example. Okay, if you haven't heard yet, I've got a book launch team that is working with me to launch my new book, Overcome Your Villains, and I've got a big pre-order initiative. So if I want people to pre-order my book, I need to give them more value than I'm asking them for, right? So my book is $27. It's actually on sale right now for $24 on one of the websites I saw. But however, if you pre-order the book for $24 or $27, spend $24 or $27, I'm giving you in return my $299 Confidence Creator video course, my 30-day email accountability program to achieve your goals, my brand new Overcome Your Villains workbook, which is killer. I spent a month creating this thing. It is so freaking amazing. Plus, you're going to get the first chapter in advance before anybody else gets to read it, right? So I'm giving this bonus bundle valued at almost $500 to anyone that spends $24 or $27 because I want to give more value than I'm asking for. And that's the key in business and life. When you show up trying to give more than you're trying to take from people, that's how you can create some success. That's how you can create some momentum. So the next time, instead of sending someone a DM, say, hey, connect me to this person or help me do this, instead say, how can I add value to this person or help this person? How can I give more than I'm asking for? And watch how things start to turn out to work better for you. It works for me. It always works for me. Every time, anytime, I do it. So definitely check out my bonus bundle. It's at overcomeyourvillains.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, it would mean the world to me. And I would love for you to get this bonus bundle. It is only going to be available until the next couple of months. And then we are shutting the bonus bundle down. So definitely check it out, overcomeyourvillains.com. I would so appreciate that you buy that and pre-order that book. And I'd love for you to have that massive bonus bundle. And I can't wait to hear what you think. If you can, please subscribe, rate, and review the show. It means the world to me. And I'll always repost. Just make sure you tag me. Until next week, let's keep creating confidence. And just remember, you can do hard things.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.